Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various developmental projects and flags off new train services in Kerala. Prime Minister says centre spent 11 lakh crore rupees in 11 years for development in Tamil Nadu. Asserts centre-state coordination ensures effective implementation of welfare schemes. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says global manufacturers turning to India for design capabilities, talent and consistent policies. FDI inflows to India surged by 73% last year, says a UN report. Officials from Russia, Ukraine and US meet in Abu Dhabi to work out a peace plan. Warning for dense fog in entire North India, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan till Sunday. And second T20 international between India and New Zealand underway in Raipur. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime has failed to deliver development and is marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Madurantakam in Chengalpattu district of Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister said the DMK government ignored the welfare of the youth, farmers and women and also failed to respect Tamil cultural values. Mr. Modi said the NDA government had allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development.
केंद्र की एनडीए सरकार ने सिर्फ डिवोल्यूशन के माध्यम से करीब 3 लाख करोड़ रुपी तमिलनाडु को दिए हैं। ये कांग्रेस डीएमके उनकी जो गठबंधन वाली सरकार थी, केंद्र सरकार में वो जो करते थे उसकी तुलना में करीब 3 गुना अधिक दिया गया है।
Promising rapid development under a double-engine government, the Prime Minister said better coordination between the centre and the state would ensure effective implementation of welfare schemes. The meeting was also addressed by AIADMK General Secretary and Leader of the Opposition, Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, and former Union Minister Anbumani Ramadas. Earlier, the Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said, the NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and healthcare.
जिन अमृत भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनों को हरी झंडी दिखाई गई है इसे केरला में ईज ऑफ ट्रेवल को बल मिलेगा इसे टूरिज्म सेक्टर को भी बहुत फायदा होगा गुरुवायूर से त्रिशूर के बीच नई पैसेंजर ट्रेन तीर्थयात्रियों के लिए सफर को और आसान बनाएगी इन सारे प्रोजेक्ट से केरला के विकास को भी गति मिलेगी
The Prime Minister also addressed BJP workers at a public meeting. He said that the people of Kerala are beginning to place their trust in the BJP and thanked them for the party's recent victory in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation in the local body elections.
Thiruvananthapuram mein BJP ki jeet sadharan nahi hai. Ye good governance ke liye kaam karne wali party ki jeet hai. Ye jeet viksit Kerala banane ke sankalp ki jeet hai. Aur ye jeet LDF और UDF के करप्शन से केरला को मुक्त करने के कमिटमेंट की जीत है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose was not only a great hero of the freedom struggle but also a visionary of independent India. Addressing the Parakram Divas program in Andaman and Nicobar Islands via video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said that Netaji envisioned a nation which is modern yet rooted in India's ancient consciousness. He remarked that Netaji's valor and courage inspired the countrymen and filled their hearts with reverence for him. The main celebration of Parakram Divas this year is being held in Andaman and Nicobar.
Port Blair आज श्री विजयपुरम बन चुका है. ये नया नाम, ये पहचान नेताजी की विजय की याद दिलाती है. इसी तरह दूसरे अन्य द्वीपों के नाम भी स्वराज द्वीप, शहीद द्वीप और सुभाष द्वीप रखे गए. साल 2023 में अंडमान के 21 द्वीपों के नाम भी भारतीय सेना के जाबाज वीर पुरुष 21 परम वीर चक्र विजेताओं के नाम पर रखे गए.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article related to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, written by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in a national daily. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this is an insightful article on the greatness of Netaji and has also interesting details about his association with Tamil Nadu. The global equipment manufacturers are looking towards India to establish a base due to the country's design capabilities, large talent pool, and the consistent policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this while interacting with media during his visit to Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography or ASML headquarters in the Netherlands. Mr. Vaishnav said that his visit is aimed at understanding advanced technologies related to lithography.
India has started a new semiconductor industry, and in the entire semiconductor industry, lithography is the most complex and the most precision work which is required to be done. ASML here in Netherlands is world's leading provider of lithographic tools. Our fab in Dholera will be using the ASML equipment and understand the technology, and this is going to be a major thing for India.
Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh said that the textile sector has seen a tremendous growth in the last decade from 8.4 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to around 16 lakh crore rupees today. Inaugurating the 74th India International Garment Fair or IIGF 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that domestic market has also increased from 6 to 13 lakh crore rupees in 2025. While the country's exports have also witnessed over 25% rise post-pandemic. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment or FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. The Global Investment Trends Monitor, released by the UN Conference on Trade and Development or UNCTAD, stated that the FDI inflows to China declined for the third consecutive year, falling by 8% to an estimated $107.5 billion. The world's largest FDI recipient, US, recorded a 2% increase in inflows. The Reserve Bank has announced several measures to boost liquidity in the banking system. RBI will conduct a 90-day variable rate repo auction of 25,000 crore rupees on 30th of January. It will also hold a dollar rupee buy-sell swap auction worth $10 billion on 4th February for a 3-year period. In addition, the central bank will purchase government securities through open market operations worth 1 lakh crore rupees in two tranches on 5th and 12th of February. The Reserve Bank said it will continue to monitor liquidity conditions and take steps as needed. Two-day trilateral talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States are underway in Abu Dhabi, marking the first direct summit between all the three countries since Russia's full-scale war with Ukraine nearly 4 years ago. The meetings follow late-night talks in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Russia's delegation is led by head of the GRU Military Intelligence Agency, Admiral Igor Kostyakov, Ukraine's team includes Defense Minister Rostam Umerov and intelligence officials. while the US is represented by Witkoff and Kushner. Negotiators are reviewing a US-drafted peace plan with security guarantees and economic measures, though the status of occupied territory, particularly the Dobash region, remains the main sticking point. Back home, preparations for the 77th Republic Day parade celebrations are in full swing in the national capital. The parade at Kartavya Path will exhibit a unique blend of the country's culture, its military prowess, and its celebrated legacy. Our correspondent has a report.
A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day parade took place on Kartavya Path in the national capital today amid rainfall. The rehearsal showcased India's rich heritage, military prowess, and cultural diversity. As the nation gears up for the Republic Day, talking to Akashvani News, Captain Samaira said that the Indian Army will showcase a tableau on Operation Sindoor's success, which will depict assets and weapon systems used during the operation.
I'm Captain Samira. I am leading the Integrated Operational Center, which is a tableau depicting the success of Operation Sindoor, within which the political will, the armed forces and the people of the nation have come together. This tableau would also depict various assets and weapon systems used in the operation, indicating towards our preparedness and also the integration and indigenous weapon system used by the country, symbolic of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
While the contingent commander of Remount Veterinary Corps, Captain Harshita Raghav, said that for the first time, the Indian Army's animal contingent will participate in the parade.
I'm Captain Harshita Raghav and I'm the contingent commander of Remount Veterinary Corps contingent. We have different animals that are taking part in the parade, which includes 2 Bactrian camels, 4 Zanskari ponies, 4 raptors and army dogs.
Delhi Metro will commence its services at 3 a.m. on all lines on Monday to facilitate the movement of people to Kartavya Path and enable them to witness the Republic Day ceremony. With Shivang Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Chief of Staff Headquarters, Delhi Area, Major General Navraj Dhillon said, the Indian Army will feature the debut of a battle array formation, showcasing synchronized maneuvers alongside tanks, missile systems, drones and armored platforms.
This year the parade strength will be around 6,050 personnel. Along with us, our Paramveer Chakra awardees and Ashok Chakra awardees will also participate in the parade. The Shaktivan Regiment, Divyashtra Batteries and Bhairav Battalion are all new raising and you will see them in the parade for the first time.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also predicted dense fog conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan till the 25th of this month. Similar conditions will prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 26th of this month. The Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority in the institutional category and Lieutenant Colonel Sita Ashok Shelke in the individual category have been selected for the Subhash Chandra Bose Apada Prabandhan Puraskar 2026 for their excellent work in disaster management. The government instituted Subhash Chandra Bose Apada Prabandhan Puraskar to recognize and honor the invaluable contribution and selfless service rendered by individuals and organizations in India in the field of disaster management. In cricket, New Zealand have set a target of 209 runs for India in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series at Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur. Put into bat first, the visitors scored 208 runs, losing 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, hosts were 8 for 2 in 1.4 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi launches various developmental projects and flags off new train services in Kerala. Prime Minister says centre spent 11 lakh crore rupees in 11 years for development in Tamil Nadu, asserts centre-state coordination ensures effective implementation of welfare schemes. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says global manufacturers turning to India for design capabilities, talent and consistent policies. FDI inflows to India surged by 73% last year, says a UN report. Officials from Russia, Ukraine and US meet in Abu Dhabi to work out a peace plan. Warning for dense fog in entire North India, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan till Sunday. And second T20 international between India and New Zealand underway in Raipur. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.